Okay, you can bring him in, and we'll introduce the game. Here we go.
Oh, wait, before you bring him in.
Introduce it first, and then we'll bring him in.
Before you bring him in.
Oh, before you bring him in, we'll do our intro here real quick. Okay. All right.
So one of the rascals has stepped out of the recording studio so that we could establish that he is a criminal.
He is! He's a dirty rascal.
A dirty rascal.
The dirty rascal.
And he has performed a crime, which is...
Which was pulling up carpet.
Pulling up carpet.
That was terrible.
And his victim is
Mickey Mouse.
Oh. And the location is in...
A bowling alley.
Mickey's new bowling alley.
Yeah, and the carpet in Mickey's bowling
alley. Yeah, yeah.
Right. So we're going to get him in here. We're going to pump him for information.
Yeah, we're going to bring in that dirty rascal.
He doesn't know this yet, but we'll get it out of him.
I'm over here.
All right, get in here, you dirty rascal.
Where are you? I'm coming.
Yeah, so it's Christmas. Get in here, kid.
He's literally talking to us from down the hall.
Get in here.
What do you mean?
Get in here. You got the timing of a 13-hour clock, kid. Get in here.
You dirty rascal, you.
Oh, come on. It's not that bad.
Oh, yes,
it's
it
bad.
Is. It's terrible what you done.
It's so bad. I don't even know where I'm standing anymore.
I was just having a nap.
Oh, having a nap.
Having a nap, eh? It was going to be more comfortable on the floorboards? Was that it?
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
A little bit of tile?
Or maybe you just rolled everything up and lay on top of that, eh?
You just didn't like the pile. Was that it?
The pile? Well, it was kind of lumpy.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's a good reason to just tear into it, isn't it?
By the time you were done with it, it sure was a pile of lumps. They took a long time laying that out, too.
Gluing it down.
Measuring and cutting it straight.
Yeah? Well, it takes time when you're doing it precise.
It does! And you undid it all with a twist of your wrist.
Yeah. Yeah, after walking on it for so long, just walking all over it, and then with one foul swoop, that was it. It was up.
I tell you, when you go up the river, we're going to roll out a long red one for you.
Well, I didn't like the pattern on it.
The pattern on what?
Well, the carpet.
Which you did what to?
Rolled it up, carried it in, throwed it out. Ripped it off the floor. I don't
know.
Yes, that's exactly what you did.
That's what this is all about.
This is what exactly.
Now, it's not just about what it's all about. It's about who you did it to.
Who it belonged to.
I can't believe you did it to such a happy person.
Such a high-profile personality.
Somebody that's been around for years.
Somebody that's that happy needs to have something done to him.
And is still amazingly cute after all that time.
What do you mean, has to have something done to him? He's had things done to him.
He's everybody's pal. Yeah. Everybody's in his club.
Sure, when you grow up a little bit, he gets a bit annoying. But kids love him.
Adults love him. Everybody loves him. I think it's the buttons on the shorts.
I think so. People take pictures of him everywhere he goes.
One of the most beloved icons in the world.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's others who are more important and more exciting than that, right?
Hardly! Hardly!
Well...
That is one of the most influential rodents of all time.
You probably have one of his hats, don't you? Yeah?
I'm not admitting to anything.
You're gonna tell us everything we want to know!
You know, I don't know who told you this. Like, I don't know if this was his girlfriend that told you this, but I think she's lying.
You think she's lying?
She's lying.
Yeah.
So that would be a small lie, a little white lie, a mini lie? Is that what he's going for?
I think so. I think it's a small mini lie.
Look. She told me that Mickey didn't even like the carpet anymore.
Ah, now the truth comes out.
Well, if he didn't like the carpet, then he wouldn't have complained.
Well, and complain he did. He just built that place.
I know.
Framed.
Did you think we weren't going to be able to pin it on you?
I think it was strange to put carpet down in such a place.
But you know what? When you're as old, as influential, and rich as that mouse, you can do whatever you want.
You can do whatever you want, even though it inhibits the use of it.
I mean, you'll never find him in the gutter.
Never.
He's got too much money.
Too much money to be in the gutter.
Even if all his employees were to go on strike, he'd still have money.
Mm-hmm.
He's got money to spare.
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't even know he had employees.
Oh, yeah. He's got lots of employees.
Oh, yeah. They all have a ball.
And they wear, you know, they wear the shoes that he provides. He puts shoes on their feet.
You still can't pin this down, can you?
I'm waiting for you to get closer before I just give you the answer.
Ah,
there we go.
Close,
so,
eh?
We're heading down the wrong street.
I think so.
We need to be behind the street. On the other side of the building.
Yeah.
Behind.
We have to go back.
In the back alley?
Yeah. Into your back alleys. To
My
know
back
exactly
alleys.
What's going on. We gotta split it right down the middle.
And then we're gonna strike gold.
With nothing to spare. Are we talking? What?
What, are we gonna have to roll this out for you?
Yeah? Huh?
You're gonna end up in the gutter, kid.
In the gutter?
Like I said.
And you won't be having a ball there.
You are not gonna pin that whole bowling alley thing on me.
Uh-huh.
Ah!
Yeah.
That was totally not my fault.
Now we know.
Listen, you know what you did. Go on.
You
say
tell us.
It. We've heard it come from you.
All right. I tore out the Mickey's carpet. And rolled it out in the bowling alley.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now we got you.
But it wasn't my fault.
Oh, yeah? Whose fault was it?
I blame Goofy.
That's right. It was Goofy. Call him in here.
All right. Get him in here.
All right. Get out of here.